Welcome back to Shoujo Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah, as always, joined by the splendid Joe. And I know you guys missed us dearly for the unanticipated week off that we did not plan, but I moved and was dying. I used to be so good at moving, and now I'm, you know, it's life. Father
it's the
time.
Curse of having stuff.
Yes, collecting things makes it very difficult. Because physically moving it was exhausting because it was just me and my stepdad. And then now just the unpacking. And, you know, I like thought I was going to get right back to work, but then I was having issues with my internet. And then, Joe, it turns out that like I was waiting to get a new phone for this thing that I like. It wasn't going to work, and so I could have gotten a new phone much sooner. But I have a new phone now. It's just for fun to see, like, the times of not having
unplugged.
A cell phone. Yeah,
off like the grid. What if you were living in the late 80s, early 90s,
uh-huh.
You know?
Yep. So
what
I have
the car?
A new
How's
phone.
That?
Nope, okay, I don't have a car yet. I'm
okay.
Actually borrowing my grandma's car right now. Big old boat. It's like a Mercury something, but it's enormous. That's the next thing in the new Sarah journey. New phone,
your
new
journey
place,
to reinvent yourself,
new dog, new faster internet.
Yeah,
I did a stream last week and it was smooth sailing and it was incredible.
There we go. All
yeah,
upgrades.
Yep. So now it's just putting the posters is going to be normally that's the last thing I do. Luckily, I bought like these poster like folders, kind of like what you see at conventions when they show you what they have. So at least my posters aren't just laying around until I put them up.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but so hectic times in the world of Sarah. I guess I'll just carry off this and what I've been up to. Other than that stuff is still slowly watching Survivor. I bought the first three omnibus volumes of A Sign of Affection. If you just put in, if I haven't started, like if I have a manga series in progress, I wouldn't then buy an omnibus if it's volumes. Because I'm like either we're starting with it or we're not having it at all, because it has to be like the big books first and then little ones. It has to be like left to right order where it's like it goes big to small. But I need another bookshelf for sure. So a trip to IKEA is in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, Joe, I hadn't dusted my computer in a long time.
Uh-huh.
Did that. That was wild, the amount that came out.
I bet.
I feel like that's most of what I got. So how have you been, Joe? I know it feels like forever since we last talked.
Yeah, because we took a week off. So it's like, I haven't talked to you.
We haven't talked in like 2 weeks.
I know. It's been a bit. We didn't talk the time while you were moving because you were moving.
No. Yes.
It's been good. I went to that anime convention.
And
that was pretty good. I dressed up like Stein from Soul Eater, and that worked out pretty okay. It was
can
not the best looking Stein there, but it was
of that.
I can, yeah. My phone's in the other room.
Okay. No, okay. Well, I'm excited to see it.
So I'll have to I can go get it.
You weren't the only one?
No, there were a couple there. This was like a big convention. The cosplay was really good at this one. Kind of the only thing that was really good about this one. The shopping was horrendous. I was reduced to buying a mystery box.
Never in my life.
I think that's fun. I think that's kind of goofy, especially if I didn't buy anything else. Let me get the stuff that I got, actually.
So okay. Show and tell just for me and tell just for the listeners. I bet I still would have wasted a bunch of money there, despite the quality not being that good. I haven't gone to a convention since we went to the one in January, but because it's fun to go with friends. Like, I don't think I would cosplay if I was going by myself. I've gone to a convention by myself before, but mostly that's just like I'm strictly here to shop. So I don't know, because we have plenty that come here. I don't know. We need to go to one where I can meet Jennifer Hale. It's the one time I would wait in line for like a voice actor to like sign my whatever. I can have her sign my old Femme Shep license plate with like a silver Sharpie. That would be good. But I mean, me and my sister met Johnny Young Bosch, one of my favorite voice actors, and we were like, I'm not paying money. we just talked to him and he was like, is there anything you'd like that I can say for you? And my sister's just like, can you say my name? And then but I guess at the time there was like the option to pay to have them leave or record a new message for your voicemail, which I thought was a cool idea, except for that no one calling me would understand it at all, and they'd be like, why is there a dude doing Sarah's voicemail?
Okay, sorry. I had to like run around and get a bunch of stuff because I have strategically hidden a lot of it. Because let me tell you, that mystery box was full of garbage.
Oh, is it all like smutty stuff or something?
Maybe. Never buy a mystery box, because it's all the stuff that they probably can't sell normally. Which is why I got it, because it was funny. It was only like $30, so I was like, whatever. Yeah, well, I didn't buy anything. The only other thing I bought on purpose was this. So I'm holding like a little sheep plushie that's like,
oh, that's cute.
It's like a black sheep. It's got like a purple face. I don't think it's from anything. Cult
of Lambs or so. Oh, okay, I was gonna say.
Yeah, it kind of looks like that, but yeah, and it glows in the dark. This is the thing I bought on purpose. Cool.
It's so cute.
It's very cute. So. This was the good thing I got, but I was so uninspired by everything else there, because like there wasn't a big like artist alley really.
Artist alley is always way better than the vendors, who it's like stuff they're selling that you could buy anywhere.
I agree, but it was a lot of like the stuff people were selling were like keychains and like things I don't really get. You know what I mean?
I'd like to get
more of the pushy stuff or like the you know, cool posters or something. All right, so in this mystery box there were a couple things. The best thing, I'll show you the best thing in the mystery box. The best thing was this Mew keychain. It's just Mew from Pokemon in like the generic Mew pose. That was the highlight.
Well, is Mew annoying? Is he kind of annoying? What do we think?
No, he just like flies around. He's like in a bubble.
Okay.
Mew from Pokemon.
I guess I was just like, I wish you did more. I guess. He doesn't do anything. I haven't seen. Yeah, he doesn't do anything.
It's like the first legendary or whatever. Mewtwo is much cooler.
Mewtwo way better. Yeah.
For sure. So it came with a plushie, but this is a keychain plushie. This is from something called Gloomy the Naughty Grizzly, and it's like a yellow claw with like blood marks on the like talons, and it's disgusting. And if you press the button, it makes a little sound.
That's her little click. Yep. Is that all it is?
It makes like a splooshy noise. I put it into my mic so that people can hear it. You'll hear this later. It's disgusting. I hate this. I hate that it's yellow. It looks like a banana.
It does look like a banana.
It's terrible. I hate this thing.
Well, I'm like, it's almost like, just send that to the Tooth and Claw guys. They love bears attacking people. It's like an arm, bear arm.
Yeah, they can have it.
Blood on it or something.
It also came with two figurines. The first
isn't
that bad, but it has a fatal flaw. So this is from Dragon Ball Z. Gotenks, I think, like the fusion of them. The problem is that you have to paint it yourself. So it's just a gray statue. And they're like, you could paint it, but guess what? I am never going to paint this. So it's just a gray statue I have.
Okay.
I don't want this statue. I'm not going to paint this thing. I don't even know how you would paint this thing. The like example they have here is like it's like shaded in all these places. I'm like, I don't have any inclination to do that. If I paint this, it's gonna look dumb as hell. So this is going to stay gray forever, or I'm gonna give this to somebody else. The second one is less good.
Oh god.
So this is a character from
It's Urusei one of Yatsura. Rumi Takahashi. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I know who this character is, at least.
This is Lum, who's like a alien girl who has like turquoise little hair horns. Yeah. And wears like a
tiger stripe.
Like a tiger stripe bikini. The figurine is bizarre. I hate it because she has a huge head and then she's doing like a sexy girl pose. So it's like her back's arched in a way that's impossible. This thing looks terrible. I took it out. I hate how it looks.
Okay, it's not as bad as I was anticipating. Maybe.
Okay. Well,
I haven't watched the show, but I guess I should probably, since I like a lot of her shows.
Yeah, they redid it. This is one of the ones that got rebooted.
Really do figurines because I just don't like because it can't perfectly. It's right. It's a 3D thing, so it's not going to look like the anime that I like that it's based off of. It's, I don't know. I just like acrylic stands more, which are hard to find.
Oh yeah.
In conventions here, they're all over the place in Japan.
Yeah. Oh,
Joe, when you go to, are you guys going to go to Otome Road?
I have no idea. I don't know what that is.
It's in Akihabara. It's like Maiden's Road. It's so it's like more girl, which is perfect for show or Joe for shoujo. You gotta go there.
I feel like I'm gonna stick like out. Maybe
there's, well, yeah, you just forced the whole group to come with you.
Okay.
And that's where the Butler Cat Swallowtail Butler Cafe that we went to. And oh god, if you went there, it might be weird because they're very much like my lady, and I don't think I saw a single dude in there. But
yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll be getting extremely drunk.
Cute.
Anyway, so first off, I want everybody to know that I bought this mystery box knowing it was going to be full of garbage. So I did this on purpose, and it was very funny. And I opened it in front of all my friends, and it was good. And, you know, it was probably worth, $30 or whatever. Not really.
I thought it was going to be like a lady figurine with huge knockers.
Well, I haven't showed you the shirt that came with it.
Oh, no.
Here's
a shirt even worse.
Here is the shirt that came with it. So this is this is apparently a character from show called Heaven's Lost Property. This is basically like a little
naked lady,
naked angel girl that's like purple, and under it says pet class angeloid type alpha.
I think you should wear that. Oh, you love purple.
I am never going to wear this. I only will wear this as a joke around my friends and never anywhere else because this is the most cursed shirt I've ever owned.
It is. People are just going to look at you, give you dirty looks.
I do not understand why anybody would manufacture this shirt.
Who's wearing those? It's like they've just.
Well, the good news is that they put it in a mystery box, which means nobody's buying it.
Okay.
which is the silver lining. The bad news is that it was made at all. So, yes, I have this very stupid, very, like, horny shirt that is, like, I mean, they don't show any nudity, right? It's, like, all kind of, like, conveniently censored or whatever.
Uh-huh. Little arms covering the bits.
Yeah, yeah. But it's terrible. It's awful. So, that's what I've been cursed with.
Uh-huh.
That I cursed myself with, kind of. But at least I have this Mew keychain that's all fun. Right.
Uh-huh. Cost like 20 cents to make.
I've gotten mystery boxes that have good stuff in it.
Okay. I've never bought one.
This is really a testament to the kind of vendors that were there.
Not a gambler. Oh, God.
It's fun to do, especially if they're like $20. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. And like, I was expecting to buy some stuff at this one because I bought a lot of stuff at the one we went to. And I bought one thing and I'm like, well, this is very anticlimactic for me.
When we went together, were you like, oh, Sarah's unhinged. I can't believe she's buying so much stuff. I'm trying to remember if I controlled myself at all.
You kind of did. I think the thing that was most shocking to me is you kept buying posters, even though you already had posters.
Yeah. Because
I keep thinking, like, if I buy this, what am I going to do with it?
Yeah. Okay. Because it's like posters. I have a limited space that I can put that on, but I don't use keychains. All the shirts are shitty Gildan shirts. Maybe if they were on a better t-shirt, I would buy some.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like the stiff, like one solid print on your shirt.
Oh, that's what this shirt is. Yeah, it's terrible. Rustles on you.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
And then plushies. I've never been that into plushies, but I did get some Caro ones for like Cardcaptor Sakura. So now I'm like, I feel like I should get more so that it's a thing. And then I can just get like what kids have in their bedrooms, where it's like the little hammock up in the corner where they put all their plushies in it.
Oh,
so I was thinking I could do if I get more plushies. But
yeah,
it's tough. I'm not buying damn candles themed after a character, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We're bath salts. It's crazy. But yeah, it's, I'm like trying to think of the best, like, posters is really just the thing that I've always been able to make work, but at some point it's not.
But that's what I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we also both watched Chihaya Furu
episodes. I watched three more episodes.
Yep.
Four through six
of season three. And I am psyched for our next set of episodes now. We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
We're starting to get some payoffs for some things. And it's good. It's almost like season two was worth it.
Why don't you tell us all about it, Joe?
Okay. All right. Chihaya Furu, episode four, is called Nobody Wishes to See. So, you know, as a recap, we're in the tournament. We're in the quarterfinals of the tournament at this point. So we jump back into the quarterfinals, and the lineups are Hiroshi, which is the guy from the society that they're in. That's like an advisor now, versus Arata. Morale, which is like Arata's
mentor, mentor
guy, versus Dr. Harada. Sudo versus Taichi, and Chihaya versus Haruka, which is like the hunter ass previous queen that's there.
Mm-hmm.
Nishida is like, holy shit, Chihaya, you have to play a former queen. And Chihaya's like, oh, wait, really? Because apparently she didn't know who this was.
Yeah, and you say like you say you like Karada, but like you weren't watching everything Karada related, which I can't imagine is that much. Like growing up from the time you start, because this lady would have been around at that point, I would think.
She would have been, at that time.
So, like, what the heck? Maybe it's like her sister just hogged the TV to watch her own things, and so she never got to watch the TV.
Because it would have been 2 years of Shinobu, but we saw both of those years, and then one year of Yumi.
If they were in sixth grade, were they really 12 at the beginning? And then that means they would have only had 2 years of middle school, and now they're freshmen in high school. So I guess it's possible. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. You feel like she would have heard about her, though, at least, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was only 4 years ago.
Yeah. I don't know. But
anyway.
Yeah, I guess she's just so selfish. She only pays attention to herself. So it makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, everyone talks about how good Haruka is. She's like the better version of Shinobu, everybody says, even though we're going to see it. That's not true. Taichi tries to strategize against Sudo, but is dragged into a team huddle with the rest of the Shiranami Society. They landed four people in the finals, which is incredible. And if they all win, it'll be a clean sweep. Since these players will probably be at the Masters and Queen qualifiers in a couple of weeks, everybody is watching pretty closely. Haruka's family has to step out because the dad is like wrangling their two small kids. And everybody thinks that Chihaya is going to lose. Let's see. Sudo smack talks and it's annoying. I hate him. I hope we're done with him after this.
Never.
God, I'm so sick of this guy. The match starts. Chihaya is doing real well off the bat and takes the first two cards because she is now paying attention to the reader's pitch and trying to catch like the intonation so she can take cards early. It kind of works, but she also faults. So, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag. Haruka starts to think that this is looking like it's going to be an underdog story where she gets beat by a high schooler and decides to lock in. She takes a few cards, and it turns out that Haruka is already a pro at predicting pitch, so Chihaya can't win off of that alone. Chihaya is shocked to see that Haruka doesn't rearrange any of her cards as she goes, which means there's just huge holes in the side of her field, making it hard to hit multiple cards in, like, one swipe. So basically, you have to know exactly which card you're going for, because you can't, like, you know, just hit a bunch of them, basically.
Yeah, that would drive me crazy. I'd be like, you must organize them. I can't. Oh, God, that stressed me out so much.
Yeah, I like the idea that Haruka just remembers her side of the field and then just doesn't do anything ever.
Yeah.
After that.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like because I can't stand things a certain way, even if it's not necessarily my thing to change, I'll do it. And then sometimes I'll do it and it messes stuff up worse than it was before. And it's like, I wish I didn't do that. But, stress me out.
Because of this, Haruka is gaining some momentum. Nearby, Dr. Harada is getting wrecked by Morale. He's down by like 10 cards. Arada's doing pretty well in his match, and the other games are so intense that nobody is watching Taichi's match at all, which is turning out to be pretty normal, I guess. Sudo tries to contest a card, but it just kind of, he just does this to piss Taichi off. Then Sudo accuses Taichi of being in love with Chihaya, and Taichi hates him.
We all hate him.
Taichi decides that Sudo is just doing this to cover up the fact that he's tired. Taichi starts applying some skills and it starts to work out. So this is going to be a close one, folks. Every game is going to be kind of close. We get the mid-match scores. Right now, Dr. Harada is losing 19-10. So maybe that one's not going to be close. Harada is winning his game 12-17. Taichi is losing 17-12. So, you know, they're kind of opposites. And Chihaya is losing 16-13. The Shiranomi Society is losing all of their games right now. So that's not great. Chihaya loses a card that she's good at, but is knocked out of the shock when Dr. Harada just yells out that he got a card in time. And this, like, makes everybody feel better because individual games are also team games. Remember the thing Taichi always tells himself but doesn't really quite believe? Here it is. Chihaya takes a card by going around a block, which is kind of a flex, so she's like getting into now.
The same way she injured herself with Rion, so no PTSD there, I guess.
Just went for it. Then she sends the Chihaya Fuwa card to Haruka as a dare, and Haruka places it as far from Chihaya as possible. Then they both hit a card at the same time, but Chihaya is too timid to contest because she still hasn't ever done that in the show. She tries to channel Shinobu as she plays and only hit the very corner of cards, and it's still neck and neck, but Haruka seems to be getting kind of tired because, you know, she just came out of retirement from this. Chihaya and Haruka seem to hit the Chihaya Furu card at the same time, but it turns out that Chihaya got it, and this rattles Haruka a bit. Nearby, Arata is ahead but can't seem to widen his lead. Hiroshi's been practicing as the club advisor, so he's still pretty good. He's even better than he was last year, apparently. So there we go. And he went to the, no, he lost the challengers.
He's at the qualifiers. Yeah.
So he's like, he ranked third, I guess.
Yep. You know, Chihaya beat the guy who beat him.
Oh yeah.
Last time. Yep.
Sudo is still pretty good, but Taichi is starting to gain some momentum as the number of remaining cards goes down because he memorizes everything and gets better as the game goes on. Nearby, the Class B tournament is happening in the same room, I guess, because we hear Retro win his match, but nobody has been paying attention to that. But now Sudo and Taichi are both motivated to, like, not lose because, you know, they can't lose to Retro because that's embarrassing because we all hate that guy.
Mortifying. Yeah, because now he's going to be... God, because that means he's going to be around more, because now he's going to be a person they could be playing in Class A things. Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, not there more is, Retro.
There is a funny bit with him, like, in the next episode, though, that it's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, in two episodes from now, maybe. Haruka's kid comes in to watch the match, and she gets motivated to do better. Also, Dr. Harada has somewhat caught up, so, you know, we're still going. And Chihaya thinks about how she has no enemies here, and we're all just having fun playing Karda. She's probably the only one who thinks that as we cut to credits.
Oh, man.
Gaming.
Yeah, I guess that was just very much nothing but straight up playing the game.
Set up episode.
I feel like there's not that much to talk about.
No, not really.
But yay, Taichi doing good.
Pretty good episode. It jumps between a lot of different matches. It's pretty good.
Yeah. All people that we're familiar with. So that, you know, like a bit more interest than the randos.
Yeah. I guess we'll talk about the outcome of the matches in the next bit. Yep. You want to just do that?
Yeah.
All right. Episode 5 is called Mount Amano Kagu. We open and learn that Chihaya is down by only one card as the score is now 5-6. The Fujisaki coach speculates that Haruka was rattled by losing the Chihaya Fuwa card last episode and has let her lead slip. Also, I never learned the Fujisaki coach's name, so I'm just going to call her that forever.
Is it like Sakura Zono or something?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Whatever.
I'm hoping we're done with her after these episodes.
Well-endowed coach.
Yeah, Haruka decides that she needs to throw Chihaya off her game, and they both turn to see that Haruka's kid has practiced swiping, and Chihaya notices that the kid's wearing a daddy bear shirt and is like, look at that cool baby.
Same taste as a toddler, Chihaya.
Yeah, she does not get distracted.
I guess Shinobu too. Nah. Only daddy bear can distract her.
Haruka remembers that she should be having fun too, and then takes a card from Chihaya super quick, because maybe... now she can read the reader's accent better or something. They give some explanation, but basically she's just having fun now and therefore plays better.
Yeah.
They both swipe at a dead card and clearly hit it, but both of them are like, I guess that was just the wind. Ha ha ha. Let's just ignore that that happened because they're just having a good time. And this was pretty funny.
I thought it was just that they both like swiped right above it. But that's good.
Well, clearly one of them hit it because it like moves too much to be the wind. And both of them are just like, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, I guess if they determine it, then no one else can step in.
Yeah. Nishida speculates that Chihaya isn't intimidated by Haruka because the only person she recognizes as queen is Shinobu. Because she didn't even know that she was a former queen, so whatever.
Because she's weirdly fixated.
But we're reminded that her... even Shinobu... What?
I was just going to say on her rival/ future friend.
Mm-hmm. But even Shinobu isn't undefeated as we pan over to Arata losing to Hiroshi. And what is an upset, I guess? We don't really get how this happens, but Arata gives some commentary that Hiroshi was able to more or less guess the last five cards correct, which I don't understand how that's possible, but he did it.
Well, I guess it's like the whole, like, they're just prepping in advance for it to be that card. And then, you know, if they were wrong, then they probably would have faulted. But he just ended up being right with his, like, anticipating a certain card giving him. Because I guess it's like Arata's thing is acceleration, so he can't get going until he picks the card versus like just aiming for it in or right off the bat, regardless of what the reader says.
Yeah,
I know, like, but
a little bit of a window here. This is the first Arata loss we got.
I think so.
I mean, he lost before, like he's lost before, but we haven't actually seen the match.
He lost to his mentor. But yeah, he beat Shinobu, and Nishida thinks about that. But it's also like we later find out that she was like had a fever, so that's probably why. But they don't necessarily know that. And he's like this huge figure they built up in their heads, and hopefully it's like, you know, probably shocking. Well, no, they both are able to carry on with their matches. But I'm like, yeah, look, Taichi, he's not untouchable. You're great too.
So this is shocking. Taichi and Chihaya are like, well, that's unexpected, but then they turn back to their own game. The next turn, Morale beats Dr. Harada, but only by 4. And Morale looks pretty tired, because before he was winning by like 10. So it must have been a kind of rough end game for him. 4 cards are left, and both matches are 2-2. Both Taichi and Chihaya take from their opponent's side, which is like a crazy strategy this late in the game, because they both play aggressively. Everyone is like, why would they even do that? But I guess it's the Shiranami Society special. So everyone's like, these guys are just like this. Chihaya takes her last card and secures the win. And Chihaya immediately falls asleep. Unfortunately, because Taichi did not take his next card, it's down to 1-1, or like 1-1 again. Because we all love it when this happens.
Yes, and you were all like, surely this scenario can't happen that often. Why are they giving us an explanation?
Oh, geez. Yep, it happened again. But we all know how this goes for Taichi, including Taichi.
Yeah.
Sudo is pissed. Or no, the last card is red, and Taichi immediately goes for Sudo's card and takes it, because my boy knows he's unlucky. He's done this 1,000 times at this point.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We've seen this show before.
Well, we've also, it's like when they had the team finale or like last match, he was like, I'm fine never having my card read again in a luck of the draw as long as I can get it this time, because this is like a thing that they can do together and Chihaya wants blah blah blah. So it's like, there, I got my wish then, so never again will it be my card that's read.
Uh-huh. Sudo is pissed that anybody would play like that. He's like, why would anybody go for the opposite person's card? And then Taichi explains that he's super unlucky. He's like, listen, man, I don't know if you've seen the show Chihaya Furu. This happens to me all the time.
Like, constantly.
Yeah. So that's, you know, 3 wins for the Shiranomi Society. That's Hiroshi, Chihaya, and Taichi. And then Morale moved on. So pretty good showing from the team.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Elsewhere, Chihaya's sister Chichose is at a photo shoot, and her mom comes to bring her phone because she left it, but then she has to run back to her part-time job because she works a part-time job. And Chichose is like, why didn't she just send Chihaya to give it to me? And her mom's like, dude, she's at a tournament. Anyway, I've got to go back to work. Bye.
I thought someone was going to go. Well, is this where we see her mom like gets on the subway and she kind of dozes off and bumps into someone? Because I was like, okay, there's where I see where Chihaya gets it from.
Oh, I don't know.
Mom, like, dozing off, standing up.
It might be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. Back at the tournament, the last match is posted. It's Chihaya versus Hiroshi and Morale versus Taichi. However, Hiroshi resigns immediately, and we get an on-screen note that this is pretty typical when two members of the same society are matched up, or if you're gonna miss your bus, which is the two explanations they gave us.
Okay.
Hiroshi's like, it's cool, we'll just let Chihaya sleep, like, whatever. And then he turns to Taichi and is like, we both know you have no momentum or luck, which means you're all skill, I guess. And everyone's going to underestimate that. So, like, go get morale, I guess.
Well, it's nice because Taichi has been constantly telling himself that he may try hard, but he lacks that, like, innate instinct or talent that, like, Chihaya and Arata have. And that's why he's constantly doubting himself. But to have someone say it to him, you do have talent, it was like motivating, and that was nice. Too bad his friends can never say that to him.
I know. Hiroshi's being cool here. He's just, I guess it makes sense for Hiroshi because it's like, there's really no reason to play Chihaya because, like, she's not going to be playing him in the qualifiers or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So he would only get a chance to play Taichi, but he can play Taichi whenever he wants. So this makes sense.
Yeah, when I think about Hiroshi, it's also when he was playing Arata. He's the advisor for the school with the chick who, like, does the hands thing to curse, and Arata's all like, oh, I feel cursed or something.
Yeah.
So do you think she has real powers?
No.
Oh, okay.
Although, like, canonically, Retro does have the ability to predict lineups. Yeah.
Maybe this is a supernatural show too.
Oh yeah, maybe.
And then you can get your real heart of the cards thing happening.
Yeah. Yeah. So Hiroshi being cool. Taichi's like, oh man, I don't even know if I have, like, skill. I don't even know if that's true. But then he's like, ooh, Arata's watching. I have to do well for my secret crush, Arata.
Boys love?
No. Too bad they do not. Although they talk to each other more than they talk to Chihaya, so they got more of a, like, Naruto Sasuke thing going on than anything else.
No, except show. I like both of them, whereas I hated Sasuke. So it was like Naruto's whatever.
Yeah, but it's the quintessential that dynamic.
Uh-huh.
You know, the, like, we're also rivals, but, like, I also just kind of want to spend time with you, man.
Uh-huh. Well, she's got with Shinobu too, so, like, let's just mix it up, guys. I guess so.
Shinobu does not seem to care at all, though.
No, she's kind of like, oh, when will I see you again? When are we gonna play? So she was looking forward to seeing Chihaya in a match.
Yeah, maybe. I wish we got more time with Shinobu.
We're gonna get girls love or boys love at some point in some show.
Eventually, it'll have to happen.
Surely, yes.
Outside, the Fujisaki coach and Haruka talk. Haruka wants to play with her again sometime, and she's getting back into the game for real, and the coach wonders if it's too late for her to get back into it too, and it's a really touching scene, except I don't know her name.
But yeah, no. Because, I mean, she can't be that old, but, like, she's, like, took herself out of competitive because she, like, was discouraged by the fact that she physically wasn't as capable as she had been when she was younger. Yeah, and then, like, it's like, oh, I didn't have the same dedication and love for the game that Haruka did, that she's coming back even after having freaking two kids and blah, blah, blah.
So, like, Shinobu is noticeably young, which means that you never get queens that young, which means they're probably, like, college or older, right? So maybe she was queen when she was, like, 24 or 5 or something. She looked young in those flashbacks, but that's just when she was playing the Fujisaki coach. Yeah. So she could have stopped earlier. So, like, I'm guessing, she took 4 years off.
Younger than the coach as well. I think she's like 4 years younger than
coach. Okay. So Haruka's probably like late 20s, early 30s, maybe.
Yeah.
Which means the coach is probably like early 30s, mid 30s.
Yep, I'm feeling it now, so I can see why. My knee's gonna go out at some point and just know it's not anytime soon, but one day I'm gonna have a knee problem.
Thing is, like, doing, like, exercises with the Karuta team all the time. So she's probably okay physically.
Well, she's just making them do it. Is she doing it along with them?
True. I don't know if she's doing it. I feel like she is. She seems like a person who does that. The problem is that high level Karuta seems to come down to how good are you at hearing, which is not a thing you can get better at.
Yeah. In fact, you can only get worse.
You can pretty much only get worse. I mean, nobody we know in the show is wearing hearing aids or anything. Like, that would be kind of interesting, but
that would be. in our fictional world, it'll be Mihaya and Yuki. Well, but then we'll have
Yuki.
Someone.
Her hearings don't help her at all, though.
No, right? Well, we set up the light scenario. They're going to be like glowing cards or something.
Uh huh. I mean, maybe she can do the bone thing. I don't know.
The bone thing.
You know those earbuds that like they transmit sound by like
cochlear implant.
It doesn't go on your ears.
Oh.
Have you not heard of these? They have like headphones that like vibrate your jaw. So you can hear through that and not through your ears. So your ears can like you can still hear stuff happening at normal volume, but like the headphones can still like play music and stuff. I've never used them, so I don't know how good it is. It's probably more muffled, but it's a thing that exists. So, I mean, you know, Yuki would need to learn how to interpret those signals, but
yeah.
Possible.
Anyways,
check out our coverage of A Sign of Affection.
For more about Yuki and that stuff.
I mean, none of that stuff's in it, but you know, you should listen to that. Anyway, elsewhere, Dr. Harada and Hiroshi have a conversation about how Dr. Harada feels old and doesn't want to lose his edge. Then Dr. Harada asks Hiroshi if he would have surrendered to Taichi if it was him he was up against instead of Chihaya. And Hiroshi says, no, he'd want to beat Taichi.
Poor Taichi.
Everyone wants to beat up my boy, but maybe it's because they would actually be compete to be qualifiers, you know, because they're both guys and this is gender segregated for no reason.
I guess.
Elsewhere, Arata thinks to himself that this is the first time he gets to watch Taichi play. Chihaya.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's been out of the game for a while. And
I get to see Taichi, my rival slash something.
Well, it's good for Taichi because Taichi knew what was up as far as Arata being better than him, but Arata didn't know. So now he gets to set the impression of his success at Arata in front.
Yeah, now he gets directly to watch his rival go crazy. See how it goes. Chihaya has a dream about Karda, and then it transitions to Shinobu taunting her for missing the qualifier match on the school trip. Chihaya freaks out, or wakes up, and then freaks out because she drooled on her hakama, but Kana's like, it's cool, it'll come out, it's just mostly water, don't worry about it. Kana fixes her kimono, and they talk about how Chihaya's family doesn't have a lot of money, but she's like, wait. And then Chihaya's like, wait a minute, aren't I supposed to be playing a match right now? Isn't that happening? Because nobody told her that Hiroshi resigned, because she's been asleep this whole time. Which means she also wasn't watching Taichi play, which is why Taichi is going to be doing pretty good.
Typical.
Back in the room, we see that unexpectedly Taichi is up 6-11 and everybody's surprised. He's kind of dominating. We learn that Murao is a pretty straightforward player, very simple-minded and aggressive. However, Taichi is playing at a very odd cadence, which lets him be defensive.
Because we saw him learn that move with Thumbformer. Well, I don't remember what it was, I can't remember. A previous episode, we saw him kind of like, he was playing against someone and he learned it was like, if he like timed it differently, he could then. So we saw the skill developed. I just can't remember specifically.
Yeah, like all
I guess maybe those
so far this training camp season. Yeah, he's kind of been doing his own thing. So we just get little snippets of him doing stuff. But he clearly has been doing different stuff than what everybody else is doing. And we get kind of an explanation for this. Taichi tries a new trick to take all of his cards at once and it works. So basically he just smacks a bunch of them. And Taichi thinks that with Chihaya here and Arata watching, he can play, or that Chihaya isn't here and Arata is watching, he can play at his best because he gets powered up by Arata, I guess. Also, Murao is obviously worn out by Dr. Harada earlier, so he's not playing super well.
That's where the team thing comes back, where it's like, oh, you know, even if you didn't win, at least you helped your friend in a future round.
Yeah, which is funny because the next thing that happens is like Taichi's having momentum and Dr. Harada realizes that maybe Taichi is way better at playing defensively than aggressively this whole time. And maybe he would have been a much better player
if he didn't come to my society.
Maybe I taught the wrong guy. Because to be fair, Taichi's gotten a lot better playing with other people.
Yes.
Than with his own society who has not been helping him out that much, which is a very funny reveal to me.
I don't know, I guess they all want to make a name for their society by having a distinct style, but it's not like everyone that just happens to live nearby is gonna be suited for that style. So I guess it would be nice if it was like a bit more well-rounded styles.
Yeah, well, and this is satisfying too, because like at the end of season two, they're basically just like, Taichi, you're a really good player, you're just unlucky, which just feels really unsatisfying. And the answer is like, you actually aren't unlucky. There's just different tactics that your people can't teach you and aren't teaching you.
Mm-hmm.
Go play with somebody else. And then he does. And he's way better.
Yeah. Yay.
Taichi wins by 4 in a big upset. And Arata's like, shit, man, maybe he is my rival after all. Why am I pissed off that he won? This sucks. Chihai comes in.
I guess morale had taken off a long time, too, and only recently got back into it after. Right, because we saw that, I think, in season one where
but it feels like
been playing for a while.
He's ramped up at this point.
Yeah.
Like, he should be pretty good. Mm. It's very funny to be like, morale is tired because he played against Dr. Harada, but like, Taichi went all the way to like a 1v1 again. How come Taichi isn't
That's
tired?
True. He is playing long games.
All of his games
he's
are
young
long.
And athletic, I guess.
That's true.
He's golden boy.
He was like a soccer player, so makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just played soccer and I wasn't like, I was just like, I'm only on the team because I can run a long time. Not because I'm any good. So I don't know.
And the episode ends with Chai coming in to see the results as the two finalists look at each other. Dun dun dun.
Wait, what?
What?
Maybe I didn't watch episode 6. Hold on.
You didn't watch the 6th episode?
I thought I did. I thought I watched 3 episodes, but that's the last thing I had seen.
Oh my God, Sarah, there's a whole nother episode after this.
Oops.
We need to take a break and you can watch it and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Yes. Yeah. All
right. For you, the listener, this will take 2 seconds. For us in real time, I'm going to go like, I don't know. Go on a walk or something while Sarah does this.
Yeah, I'm watching so right now. It'll be a brief little walk. Okay.
All right.
Oh my God. Okay. I can't contain my excitement to talk. I can't wait to watch the next episode now that I've watched this episode.
Uh-huh.
We're back. I did it. I watched this episode we were supposed to.
All right. Episode 6 is called Tatsuya River Ablaze. The Class A final is between 2 teams from the same Karate Society and school club and same year. That literally never happens. We also learned that the Class B final is Retro versus some 38-year-old guy who's just here to impress his new wife, which is extremely funny to me.
Oh my God.
It's literally just some guy.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. I doubt he's going to be a person ever again, but it was fun to get the little lowdown on why he was there.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. All right, so it's final match time, and Taichi is very tired because he just had to play a match. Kana's mom offers to fix up Taichi's Hakama for him to give him a break. Chihaya is like, whoa, I gotta play Taichi? And Arata comes to tell Chihaya that since morale lost, he has to leave because they carpooled, and Chihaya is very sad about it, but says it's okay.
Okay, and this is where, when I was rewatching, I was like, oh my God, Joe, I'm gonna lose my shit if
Arata
does not stay and watch. Oh God, I was about to, like, oh man.
Yeah, but then Arata decides that, you know what, actually, I'm just gonna stay. I'll just stay up all night and catch the train in the morning. But then Dr. Harada's like, nah, man, you could just stay with me. We could just, like, play Karta. You know,
all
that's
night
fun.
Long.
And then morale is like, nah, dude, it's cool. We'll stay for the final. Like, I gotta see why I lost to that Taichi kid anyway. So everyone's sticking around.
Oh, man. I can't believe this is going until 3 in the morning. Just, like...
Well, it's not going until 3 in the morning. It's by the time
they get
back,
it'll finish. Yeah, oh, okay.
That's the car ride back.
Gotcha. Oh, crazy.
Arata reminds Chihaya that she said she was gonna win all her matches today, so he is gonna watch, because in like a real cool guy way.
I know, she really got him with the little puppy eyes, and he fell for it big time.
Yeah,
screw those middle schoolers that want to go to bed.
Elsewhere, Kana's mom is readjusting Taichi's Hakama. He's like, oh, thanks, Miss Oe, and she's like, ah, you can call me Reiko. Anyway,
as always, trying to get him to call her by her name.
Very funny. She's like, you need to stand up straight, Taichi. You wear all those Western clothes that let you slouch. When you wear like a kimono, it makes you stand up straight. She tries to give him some encouragement.
I was like, damn, I guess I need to be wearing a kimono. Maybe that'll fix my posture for good.
She gives a description of the obi, which is like the little sash you wear around your waist that like gives you back support, and talks about some other formal Japanese customs about bowing and stuff. Anyway, it's a good outfit, Tai Chi. It'll straighten you out. Everyone is staying late to watch the final. Samira is like, I've watched Chihaya and Tai Chi play a ton of times, but this time feels so different. And we get some real impressive animation of the two of them as we set up for the final.
For real, this episode looks so good. Like, they really went all out in this episode.
Big moment. They're finally playing each other for real, for real.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Satomu gives us their win ratios against each other. Chihaya wins about 70 to 80% of her matches over Tai Chi, but ever since she's got her injury, it's dropped to being only 60%. So that's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Also, maybe Tai Chi got better during that time. I don't know.
Yeah, he's like, Tai Chi's been growing faster than Chihaya has been. I was like, ooh, I mean, technically he had more room for growth, but like,
yeah, easy to do when you find out your entire like way of playing is bad and you should be playing defensively this whole time.
Well, nobody told him, but hopefully someone points that out to him eventually.
I think he's kind of figured it out by now. They set up their cards, and everybody is shocked when Tai Chi uses a completely different setup. It's, like, totally bizarre, with the furthest row having 14 cards.
Yeah. Well, because normally you don't have him going across the whole playing field like that, but also he's, like, paired them up in very obvious ways that make it easy to, like, remember where all the Mei starting cards are and my starting. Yeah. Similar syllable cards are all next to each other, which you would think would be like not a good strategy because then anyone can work with that, but he's got a plan.
Yeah, everybody thinks that this is like a totally bonkers thing to do, except for the Fujisaki coach and Chihaya, that both recognize that Tai Chi's whole strategy here is to throw Chihaya specifically off her game. It's a strategy just for her.
Because he loves you and wants to destroy you.
He knows you so well, he's going to annihilate you on purpose.
Yeah, love it. Here for it.
Chihaya is like, oh shit, but then the game starts and she's still on her game, so she's still going pretty well. It's very back and forth, but it becomes clear that Taichi's card placement strategy is to allow him to hit all one syllable cards at once, since he can't out here, like he can't outspeed Chihaya on it, mm-hmm. So he doesn't know which one he's hitting, he can just hit all of them, which is why he's grouped them in this way. And Arata's like, damn, he's really thought this through. Tai Chi has split this card specifically to throw Chihaya off also. So like some cards he knows that she goes after, he put them in deliberately far away places from the rest of them. So she's always kind of hesitating on where on his field to hit. But Chihaya has also gotten better at precision. So it's not as effective as he thought it was going to be. And she's starting to learn the reader's voice. It's back and forth, and everyone's like, holy shit, this game's incredible, actually. Then their coach interrupts them and tells them to put on their little armband thingies, which they keep forgetting, and then they banter while doing it, which is very fun.
Mm-hmm. Take that, Arata. Look how friendly they are.
They both think about their card, A Journey Together, and that how a lot has led up to this one game happening in Episode 6, Season 3. Which means, uh-oh. Maybe your relationship peaks here, guys.
No.
But I'm not going to meta-analyze the episode number. Everyone is like, why is this match so intense? Don't these guys play each other all the time? Chihaya is thrown off by how defensive Tai Chi is playing. It's totally not like anything else. Tai Chi remembers Arata's advice about how he can, about how Arata can forget the card placement in between games, and Tai Chi can't do that as well. But if he completely changes his layout, then it's really not that much of a problem. It's not going to overlap with anything he's done earlier today. And everyone's like, damn, Tai Chi's going crazy out there. During one of the rounds, Chihaya double faults, pushing Tai Chi ahead by 2. And he intentionally sends her a card that she's good at. Chihaya remembers her posture and is able to catch her breath. And she looks at Tai Chi, and he's looking kind of hot. That's me saying that. She does not think
that. Oh, yeah.
Because she's just like, oh, hey, it's you, Tai Chi. And Tai Chi's like, yeah?
Mulder.
She says this out loud to him.
He's so cute.
They smack hands on the next take, and Tai Chi's like, you okay? And she's like, yeah. And she thinks that even though Tai Chi's playing like a totally different guy, it's still him, and she doesn't need to be afraid to lose to him.
She also, like, sliced his hand with, like, her nail or something.
She definitely
got a little boo-boo. Just hurting him more in new ways.
Mm-hmm. The score is 9-7 with Tai Chi in the lead. Samira is like, fuck, shit, Chihaya is actually looking at him now. They're having like an emotionally charged card game right now. I can't compete with that. And she's right. She can't compete with that. Unfortunately, it may not be enough for Tai Chi. So maybe Samira has a shot here. But this is very funny for her to be like, this is like they're like doing their relationship in this card game. It's got layers to it.
Like she's crying kind of because she's happy for Tai Chi because, you know, this is what Tai Chi wants, even though it's not like what is best for her end game. Okay, I love this episode so much. I'm obsessed.
Kana starts crying and tells Satomu that it was like when they played together last season. She's like, that was the best game I've ever played, and it was also the best game in the show for a long time. This looks like it's their best game too, don't you think? And I'm like, yeah, this is probably the best game in the show right now.
Yes. Oh god, it's so good.
Elsewhere, Chihaya's mom gets off of work and she texts her texts and sees that Chihaya sent her a text saying that she's in the finals and she might be able to catch it if she hurries on over. Back at the tournament, Arata watches on and thinks about how much he loves Karda and his friends, but also, I'm having this weird feeling about Tai Chi overtaking me somehow. I don't like it. How come I'm not out there playing with Chihaya right now? He asks as we cut to credits.
Oh, snap. Yeah, why did you lose? You could have... And you lost to someone who immediately forfeited, which is even more frustrating, I would think. Oh,
dude, the thing is that if he would have won, he would have been placed against Chihaya, and they would have had this match.
Well, no, this is what we need. Sorry, Arata, you haven't been around. There's not as big of a payoff for us as the viewers if it's you guys. That's like the peak, end of show kind of thing. Not, it's too soon for that. But also, it's the last season that we get to watch, so... sorry. You're, But you also, I don't know. He just, he's kind of distance. He can't get mad that Tai Chi, the guy who's hanging out with her every day, is making some progress.
Yep. So this is a good match because it's doing the thing I like, which is like, it's got the layers to it, you know? Yeah. It's got the actual game they're playing, which is interesting because Tai Chi's doing all of this very specific strategizing and stuff. And Chihaya is kind of trying to counter it in the best way that she can. It's also got the like emotional undertones of it being like, you know, this whole season, Tai Chi's been trying to be a little distant. He's trying to be a little distant so that he can like develop on his own and not like be too involved with her and stuff. And now this is he can kind of like show himself off as like an independent dude and she can kind of like see that.
Yeah, this is the best episode.
It's good. This is good. This is what more like I would again. If more of this show was like this episode, I would like it a lot more.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm going to immediately watch the next episode after we finish recording. Oh, it's so good. Okay. Cause I had only watched through this once and I don't remember like the impact this had, but I'm like, oh, this is so good. Tai Chi, you know what? If only husbandos rolled off the tongue more like waifus do, I'd be like Tai Chi's up there.
Yeah, no, this set of episodes are good Tai Chi episodes.
Yes.
I wish he beat Tsuno by more.
It feels like, it feels like right now it's like in Tai Chi's favor. So I'm assuming the next episode is where it's going to be like Chihaya. Because it's like the thing about watching Chihaya play is that like, the only thing we hear from her is like her like figuring out this very obvious thing that she should have known all along versus like listening in on Tai Chi's thoughts while he plays. Everything is like with intention and strategy. So it's much more interesting to watch him play than it is her.
Yeah. I mean, this is the key thing here. This is also why like I really want Tai Chi to win because I like it when people win against somebody that has intention, like if you intentionally try to do it over like somebody who's more intuitive.
Yeah,
because intuitive play is not interesting. It's not interesting to be in the head of. It's not really that interesting to watch. It's not that interesting to think about, and that's the reason why Chihaya's games are mostly kind of boring.
Yes, very much so. Well, because even with Haruka, they made it like the cliffhanger of our last five episodes made it seem like it was going to be this whole thing that she was going against this former queen, and then that felt like super like brief and, you know, like not a lot was like revealed or it felt anticlimactic, that showdown.
Well, because she's like an intuitive player, it's all about how she feels like playing, where it's like, can you relax? Are you having fun? Are you are you paying attention to stuff? Or are you getting distracted? Like, that's the stuff that matters in Chihaya's matches.
Yeah.
Whereas like in Satomu's matches or Taichi's matches, it's much more about thinking about what you're doing, thinking about what you're doing next, thinking about what obstacles you can overcome and which ones you can't. So you can kind of do. And that's like a lot more interesting to watch.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
So getting kind of both of them in this episode is really good, right? Because normally you either get one or the other, because you only get in the head of, you know, one of the players.
Mm-hmm.
So this is good.
And it's any show like this, it's always like the character. I don't know. I guess because if you're smart off the bat, there isn't like as much of a journey of like getting better. But I feel like all sports animes are like the dummy who just likes playing and but doesn't really know all this stuff, and then they have like the super smart person, you know, that brings a more interesting perspective, but that person is never the protagonist.
No.
Oh,
because it would be like a totally different thing. I mean, that's like you're watching Death Note or something if you're doing it like that.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And but this is also why I don't like sports anime that much. I feel like it's always that. It's always just like, oh, you have to feel it. You just kind of have to like have the intuition of this thing. And I'm kind of like, okay, but like there's only so much you can do with that type of character. Mm-hmm. And I stop caring.
Yeah.
That's why Shikamaru has the best fights in Naruto.
I know, 100%. He's my favorite character in that show.
Yep, because 1,000%. Everybody likes it when you think through something in a fun and engaging way.
Yes. God, I would never be that character, but it sure is fun to watch them.
Yeah, no, it's the most entertaining.
I'd be the idiot. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, man.
Yeah, so it's good. It's a good episode.
Yeah.
There's more episodes
very
like this.
Good episode.
The problem is that, like, I feel like this is going to be the peak of the season because you can't do this with Arata because we don't know how he plays. We've learned so little about him that like
Water.
Having dramatic, like I couldn't imagine this. Like if this was Taichi versus Arata, that would still be pretty good. But because I don't know how Arata plays, you don't get the, it's not going to have the same impact, I feel like, because I don't know what he does.
Yeah. Really, yeah, still. That's true. Honestly, yeah, I would like the climax of the story would be more interesting if it's Arata versus Taichi than Arata versus Chihaya. Like that sounds like a much more interesting.
Well, I feel like. Here's my kind of dreaded take, which I think is going to happen, or my dreaded prediction, which is that he is going to win this game, which is going to drop him right into the friend zone. He's
you
going
think?
Right to rival status. Oh, yeah.
Oh, but she's like so enamored with Arata because he's so good, right?
Yeah, but she also actually likes Arata.
Dude, we barely even like in the flashbacks. Taichi's there most of the time. It's not like we saw the two. I guess it's just because, I mean, I can see why he likes her so much if it's like she, you know, helped him out when he was having a tough time fitting in this new school, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but I don't think this is going
to
be like
complex enough relationships to be liking people.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to turn into like a you've accumulated enough Chihaya points to be her boyfriend. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's going to just be something different about like the way you meet people. So I think Taichi is still cooked, but
maybe it's a way for Taichi to get over Chihaya. Like he's
hopefully
climbed the mountains, can see what all's going on there and move on from it. Or oh God, I don't know. I just,
what if he was to win and then quit playing Karuta?
No.
You think he would
do that?
He's
going to be in that. He's going to at least do that, the qualifier tournament, I think.
Mm.
And then he's going to have a whole fan girl. But then it's like, at some point, Chihaya, I don't remember where this is, but she like thinks that the high school trip is going to be to Kyoto, which is where Shinobu lives. I feel like that's a strong draw for her to go and see Shinobu. But what if Shinobu? No, she doesn't have to be at the qualifiers because she's a freaking queen.
Yeah, right. She's
so it could be like her chance to see Shinobu outside of a tournament. So I could see that being a strong draw for her since she's more into Shinobu than like the whole image of Karuta right now. So I could see her going on the school trip.
Maybe.
I guess I guess maybe depending if she wins or loses here. I don't know, but oh boy. Oh yeah, this is good. I was like watching it so intently, I felt my eyes drying up because I wasn't blinking very much.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like a gorgeous episode, like very well animated episode.
Yeah, it looks good.
But yeah. All right. Well, that's now that I'm caught up, but now that I've watched all three episodes, you're supposed to. That's episodes 4 through 6 of Chihaya Furu season 3. And next time we'll watch 7 through 9. And I'm excited because this season is like, it's like a 25 episode season, right?
I think so. Unless there's like a recap episode. Which there might be.
And so there's. So maybe no, because we immediately have another we have the qualifier tournament. So it's going to go right back to tournament time with maybe a small, like one episode between the end of this one and then that tournament.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's the rest of the season.
This is why I still think we're going to get to the end of the show. And it's like she just throws her hands like, oh, my two favorite guys. I didn't have to pick anybody.
No, she won't. So I just want Taichi to choose better for himself.
Okay, so there's episode 15.5, which is a recap.
Okay,
well, that doesn't go in the numbering, yeah. So it is 24 episodes.
Okay, so yeah, excited to cover the rest of that. I guess in the meantime, while people are waiting for those episodes to come from us, what should they be doing with their free time, Joe?
You should go listen to us talk about A Sign of Affection.
The good one. Should
do. Yeah, you should do that. What?
It's short and sweet, so if you haven't watched the show, it's easy to knock it out, yeah.
Yep, you should rate us 5 stars in your podcast platform of choice. You can also help us out by telling your friends about this show and telling them about what good shows we're watching and how fun it is to listen to a weekly podcast that gives you that where we talk about it again. Because, you know, you might be tempted to just binge things, but what if you binged things in 3-episode chunks every week?
And then die on the inside waiting for the cliffhanger.
The waiting is an important part of enjoying the show. If you just get everything you want immediately, it doesn't really mean anything, right?
It is true. I have found myself, like, thinking more about and remembering things better by spacing out than binging.
Yep, this is why fancy restaurants give you small portions so you can savor the taste instead of a huge amount at a buffet. This is why they do it. And that's why we do it here. It's definitely not because that would be impossible for us to do otherwise.
Yes, you know how else you guys can help us is get on Reddit, join the Shoujo subreddit, and just anytime you see anything, be like, oh, I can't wait for Shoujo to cover this subject.
Okay, yeah. Sarah will see that. Drop a link. I have no idea what's going on in subreddits.
So, yeah. Yeah, you should definitely get up in there. That's the untapped audience there. Okay.
Do they even talk about anime in that subreddit, or do they just talk about Shoujo, manga?
It's a lot of manga, but they talk about the anime too. Why? Because freaking manga has proven much more successful and sustainable for shoujo genre.
Seems like it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that way you can, like, when you flip the page and Taichi looks gorgeous, you can just stare at it as long as you like. You don't have to, like, pause it. You can just look at it.
Sometimes if you pause the episode, you miss the frame and you have to figure out how to go back. But you can't just walk through frames on Crunchyroll very easily. So, yeah.
Yeah. I get it. Also, Crunchyroll, you need to get an app on the, Vizio TVs. It's not an app on my, it's not a native app on my freaking TV. And then if I cast it, the words or this audio is delayed. And then so it's like the lips don't match. And then,
get an
app on there, please. Pretty please. You're the anime app. What are you doing? You should be on all of the TV included apps.
That's what you do. You get basically a monopoly on a market, and then you just stop offering services for most useful things.
Man. Well, I think of what we learned.
What did we learn?
Or should it be like lessons we wish the characters learn? No. Okay. Us. Apply it to
all the time.
Applied any of the rules we've learned here in your life?
I apply the rules we learn every day.
Okay.
I've incorporated all of these things into my life. It's night and day is what my life was like before this show.
Okay. All right. We learned if you have posture problems, get a comma or kimono.
Stand up straight.
And I'll try. Yes. Do what I can't do.
Put your shoulders back, you know.
No, I feel like my shoulders are like they've grown to not be normal.
Well, you can fix it. Just sit up straight. Get your posture up.
It's good. Now it's important. I got this sweet ass chair.
Posture check, everybody.
Yeah. So I can just lean back and game.
You gotta fix your posture. So you gotta, let me see it. See, I'm sitting up straight. You can tell. I look on the side. See you. Like, I don't know. Back. Like, roll your shoulders back.
This would be normal sitting.
No, that's not good enough. Roll your shoulders back. Like, let me see it. Like bring them up and then back.
What?
Yep. And keep your neck aligned so it's not like, yeah, there you go.
This doesn't feel right. I feel like
because you wear all those Western clothes.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, man. Content with that lesson or you got anything else for us?
Yeah, I think the best way to demonstrate to your friend that you're in love with him is by coming up with a hyper specific strategy to destroy them in a card game.
It shows you thinking about them. Ooh.
The best way to tell them that you see them and you think about them a lot, as you can tell by the fact that I'm going to crush your dreams now. Beat you in this tournament.
That's right. The next time I play card against Joe, I'll have a strategy so I can beat him after beat me on his very first attempt at playing the game. Oh, I went to a game night like last week and I almost brought Carta, but I couldn't find it. Those people missed out big time.
Night. It's a 2-player game.
It can be. No, we saw in the early episodes of season 1 that they played like 3-on-3. We have all 100 cards out.
Oh, I'm sure they would love that.
Yes, I think they really would.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be so, loves learning how to play a new board game. It's not like they are too lazy to learn new rules.
Yeah,
and this is a super straightforward game, you know, there's no like confusion,
that's all true.
Well, I'm excited for the next episodes and I'm excited for fall to come and get summer out of here.
Oh, for the weather? I'm like, what's happening in the fall?
Sorry, I didn't mention the weather today. It's like, sir, I might as well be like
it's nice here.
The weather girl on the podcast.
Let me tell you.
Bitching and moaning about the weather. Oh, God. Right, okay.
Well, next time, we're going to see who wins.
Yes. I hope Tai Chi wins.
Me too.
I think he's going to win. He should or we should?
Yeah, he should. He should be like, if we're getting first place, here's an all-expense luxury cruise. Bye, Tai Chi.
Oh, yeah. Just goes on there's definitely that kind of money in Carta. Oh, no. All right.
We should. Yep. We should go on a cruise. Why not?
It's like, okay, well, I did just watch 2 documentaries, one about like the poop cruise and then one about the people for the COVID cruise. So those both it's just like a cheap thing. But also if something terrible happens to you, no one's gonna do anything about it because it's like on the open waters where no one can, you know, whatever. And then they never find you. They never bother looking for you. God.
What?
Sorry.
What? Wait, like they dump you in the ocean? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying if something happens to you on a cruise ship.
Like if someone murders you on a cruise ship.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get anyone to care to look into it. Well, if your family or you know, whatever.
The thing about getting murdered on a cruise ship is that the suspect list is already kind of set, which is the good part.
Well, the problem is that they like stop at places and, you know, get off and then, you know,
oh, the jurisdiction
again or yeah. Well, they come and go to different countries. So who knows? Like,
yeah, that's true.
What new passengers are getting on and like,
I guess so. Whatever. I don't really think about people getting murdered on cruise ships. The good thing is that because there's a limited like number of people on the cruise is that you could go on a like revenge style vendetta against all 300 of them or whatever. And you'll get the right one if you just go after all of them. Except there's mostly old people. There's probably.
Anime cruise.
No, I think an anime cruise would be cursed. I bet people would be wearing that shirt that I showed earlier if we went on an anime cruise. I think that's a good idea.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anyways.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye. Dojo is back. Apologies for the unexpected skip in or missed week in
the gift.
Nope. No, stop it over.
The gift of not hearing from us for a week. We left you alone for a whole week. You thought you had peace and quiet. Maybe we were done forever, but you're wrong.
Did
we're back
I with Chihaya
Furu episode. You said gift, right?
I thought I said skip.
Oh, did you say skip?
Yeah, whatever. Start over. Mother effer. Okay.
Should be at the end.